Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Central Criminal Court this morning lifted an order preventing the identification of an 11-year-old boy who was murdered by a relative in November 2019. Brooklyn Colbert from Ballynanty in Limerick City was named at the time of his death, but in later court proceedings, his identity could not be made public because of a court order in an unrelated case. Patrick Dillon from Dalgish Park in Moyross was jailed for life last February after pleading guilty to the boy's murder, but at the time he could not be named either because it would have identified Brooklyn. For more, let's talk now to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, remind us first of all the background to this case.
Well, it goes back to 2019, Brian, and the Central Criminal Court granted an application from the Director of Public Prosecutions that a woman who was found not guilty by reason of insanity of the murder of her 3-year-old daughter should not be identified to protect the identity of the child. Now, the DPP argued and the court agreed that the legislation protecting the identity of child victims of crime applied to living and to dead children. That was an interpretation that hadn't been operating before that. That ruling by the Central Criminal Court was upheld by the Court of Appeal. So from October 2020 onwards, as a result of the Court of Appeal ruling, children who died violently where there were court proceedings in being couldn't be publicly identified. Now, a number of parents asked the Minister for Justice to consider changing the law. That change came into effect last Friday, restoring matters effectively to the way they had been before and allowing children who had died violently to be named with provision for certain exceptions. But there were a number of court cases between the Court of Appeal ruling and last Friday where specific orders were made by judges restricting identification. In the case of Brooklyn Colbert, RTE went to court and asked the court to lift the order. The court granted that application today after hearing from the defence that there was no basis to object to that and from the DPP that they were consenting to the lifting of the order. This allowed Sonia Aylmer, Brooklyn's mother, to speak out publicly about her son, something she was very anxious to do. And she's been speaking to our correspondent Cathy Halloran about the impact of all of this on Brooklyn's grieving family.
It added double trauma to me and to Brooklyn's family that we couldn't speak publicly about him, that we couldn't mention his name, and that I had to hide myself and hide my face while I should have been unable to speak about him. It would have made a difference and we would have been able to acknowledge Brooklyn, and we would have been able to acknowledge the killer, you know, for who he was. I feel that this law protected him and it silenced us. Brooklyn was such a lovely child. My house was always full with his friends, you know, there was never a dull moment, there was always someone at the door. He left an impression on everyone that met him, you know, he was a loving child, he was funny. There's just so much I could say about Brooklyn. Brooklyn's identity was taken from him, you know, and our ability to speak about him was taken from us as well that day, you know. So it's a weight lifted. It's not going to bring Brooklyn back, but it's a step forward for us and a little bit of healing process, I suppose.
Sonia Aylmer speaking there about her son, Brooklyn. Orla, there are some other cases where specific orders remain in place. Is that right?
Yes, there are still, to my knowledge, 4 cases where orders have been made preventing identification, and these orders were made by judges when the cases came before the court. They include the original case where the woman was found not guilty by reason of insanity and 3 other cases. The position, or certainly the legal advice that media organisations have, is that these children and those charged in relation to their deaths can't be identified publicly unless those court orders are lifted.
Orla O'Donnell, legal affairs correspondent, thank you for that.